It's Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025.
Landslides have ravaged everything in their path, claiming hundreds of lives.
Death toll climbs in Southeast Asia after simultaneous typhoons. While you were on holiday, the Trump administration got busy bringing back dirty air and contaminated water.
Happy holidays!
Plus,
leaders at the COP30 climate summit in Brazil have agreed on a deal that ends the summit but fails to mention fossil fuels.
UN climate summit ends with sharp divide over phasing out fossil fuels.
All of those sad endings and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have allowed polluters to take over this process and make it ineffective. Why are we allowing the fossil fuel lobbyists to negotiate? It's like inviting arsonists to tell us how to put out the fire.
Well, they do know a lot about fire. Never mind. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, we have been gone for a week for Thanksgiving, so I'm hoping and praying you are able to come up with something to fill the next, oh, I don't know, 4.5 minutes or so.
I will try. Can't get to everything, but first, in Southeast Asia, a sequence of 4 ferocious simultaneous typhoons caused widespread devastation over the last week, one of the region's deadliest flood events in recent history. Fueled by record-warm Pacific Ocean waters, the powerful storms generated intense rains, catastrophic flooding, and landslides that buried entire villages and killed more than 1,000 people across Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. Malaysia recorded its heaviest rainfall in at least 300 years.
Interesting that I heard so much news about those apartment fires in Hong Kong, and yet little to nothing about these storms with a much higher death rate.
Yep. And more than 1 million people have been displaced across Southeast Asia in need of food, water, shelter, and medicine. Much of the region is in monsoon season, but scientists say man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels is generating more extreme rain events and turbocharging storms across the planet. Speaking of fossil fuels, in the final days of the United Nations COP30 climate talks in Brazil, powerful petrostates and large polluting nations succeeded in blocking inclusion of a roadmap to transition away from fossil fuels in the summit's concluding agreement. Because UN conferences operate by consensus, every word in any final text must be unanimously approved by all nations. The Trump administration did not send delegates to the talks. Climate activist Brandon Wu of Action Aid on Democracy Now! Slammed the obstructors.
The rich developed countries of the global north come in to these conferences and they act like they're the heroes, when in fact what they're doing is shifting the burden of a crisis that they caused onto the backs of the poor. Of course, we need a fossil fuel phase out. We need it as fast as possible. It has to start in the global north, and the global north has to provide the finance to the global south to enable that to happen.
Instead, host country Brazil launched an initiative with more than 85 countries to draw up that roadmap to phase out fossil fuels and set the world's first global fossil fuel phase out conference
on fire
for April 2026.
Oh.
Brazil also launched a new $125 billion funding vehicle to reduce rampant deforestation by paying developing countries to keep their forests intact. A new analysis warns that our overheating planet is causing forests and land to absorb 25% less carbon dioxide than they would without climate impacts, underscoring the necessity of halting forest losses. This year's Emissions Gap Report estimates that without faster reduction and climate warming emissions, the world will not be able to prevent global warming from overshooting 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures. That's the main target of the Paris Agreement, and we are currently on track for a catastrophic 2.3 degrees Celsius or higher of warming. Here in the U.S., while much of the country was focused on the Thanksgiving holiday, the Trump administration was very busy working to ensure Americans could again enjoy more dirty air and contaminated water.
Thank God.
The Trump Environmental Protection Agency abandoned Biden-era air pollution rules that limit deadly soot pollution. Those are tiny particles that cause heart and lung disease and cause thousands of premature deaths in the U.S. The Trump White House exempted coal used in steel making from Clean Air Act rules that limit toxic pollutants like mercury. The Trump EPA also proposed to illegally weaken new standards limiting PFAS forever chemicals in the nation's water supplies. And finally, the EPA announced that it is delaying a requirement for the oil and gas industry to limit their emissions of methane, a powerful planet-warming gas.
Well, why hurry? For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.